Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
So yung nanay mo galing Davao?
Yes.
Tubong Davao?
Family from Davao.
So ina-assume ko yung adobo ninyo tuyo?
Yes.
Masarap?
Yeah, yeah.
Malutong-lutong?
Yeah.
Sa Bacolod, ganun din ba ang adobo?
Sa amin, basa.
May
basa.
Sauce.
Oo. May,
masarsa.
Masuka.
Masuka.
Oo. Mm.
So, iba-iba yung luto, di ba? Kaya hindi natin pwede sabihin na, huy, ito yung Pinoy food. Kasi iba-ibang region, iba-iba yung panlasa. Pag pumunta ka naman sa, sabihin nating Maynila, masarsa naman masyado yung adobo. Mamantika.
Yeah.
So, iba-iba siya. So, paano nyo ginagawa yung tinatawag na bagong lutuing Pinoy? Kasi sa Saray, hindi naman siya full-on Pinoy, di ba?
Yeah.
Hindi siya lutong bahay na adobo. May twist. So, paano mo naiisip, anong gagawin ko sa adobo to make it more unique or to make it new or appealing?
Yeah, for us, we follow like a set in pattern, like everything that we do. So, it has to be a really good produce. And then it has to have a Filipino flavor, and then it has to be from the fire. And then we kind of have that, you know, like, okay, we get good fish, what's a Filipino sauce we can do with it? And then we cook on the fire. So, you know, we kind of have that same kind of idea, and then we just change the...
So, nandun pa rin yung lasa.
Kaya nga, yeah.
Yeah,
the flavors need to be there, but it has to be with a twist, you know? But it, like, not a lot of garnish, just sauce and the... And the protein kind of.
So, saan mo natutunan yon? Yung ganong style.
Well, I think it's I think it's confidence because, but I think sometimes like there's a lot of dishes that are full of things that like not necessarily need to be there. So we wanted to strip it back because what we thought was, you know, there's a wood fire, the flavor's there. So we just want to make it simple. And sometimes for a chef, he needs a lot of confidence to do that, you know, and say like, okay, that's
pero
the dish.
We can't cover simple,
it because you can't hide it.
Pag in-execute mo, hindi siya mukhang simple.
No, it's not. Again, you know, the technique is the way you cook the fire, the produce you can get, because it's not easy to cook on the grill. It's very hard, yeah.
Ikaw sa Pilipinas, sa Dubai, ganun din ba? Do you also work with what's available?
Yeah. That's why, like earlier, I can't open a sarsa in Dubai because it's going to taste different. And again, it depends on the ingredients. It depends on the technique. But at the same time, going back to just what Ross said about approaching Filipino food, this is the first time I've seen, and I've said this to you many times, this is the first time I've seen Filipino food this way. And it's quite refreshing. And it's inspiring that you can do Filipino food this way. And it doesn't, parang kumbaga, come on guys, let's be open-minded. It doesn't have to be always traditional.
Yeah.
And if you want traditional, then go to your tita's house, right? Or go to your mom's cooking. But if you want to see where our cuisine can go, then go to Saray. Or go to, you know, wherever Filipino restaurant that does it. And going back, like, I've tried different styles of Filipino food around the world, and I've never really experienced this style, and it's amazing. It's beautiful because, like what Ross said earlier, it doesn't have to be complicated. It just has to be honest, right?
Thanks, bro. You're making us blush.
No, but it's the truth. And actually, my wife earlier asked me, are you ready for your answers? I said, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Like, which answers?
I already applied the Ross mentality. I don't know.
We didn't even see the questions.
Yeah. You know what? We didn't even talk about we talked about our menu, yes, but we didn't talk about how we're going to execute it. We just felt each other out. And
Yeah,
and that's how sometimes beautiful things, you know, come about.
So I guess mahalaga rin yung pareho yung mindset ninyo.
Sobra.
Yung openness,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
'Di ba? Kasi sabi mo nga kung gusto mo yung traditional na pagkain, kunin mo yung recipe ng lola mo or ng nanay mo.
Yeah.
Pero would you say, Ross, na yun yung dahilan na nag-diversify yung execution ng Pinoy food kaya siya mas sumikat? Kasi sabi na aminin na natin, nung nagbukas yung Saray, doon lang talaga parang tumunog yung, uy, Pinoy food pala yun, sa mga hindi Pinoy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because our mindset for Sarai wasn't, obviously we're cooking Filipino food, but the difference was we didn't like force people to be like, hey, it's Filipino food, like, come in. Because when you walk into Sarai, it doesn't really, you know, there's no Filipino flag or, you know, nothing. Oh, there is actually on the wall, but, you know. Yeah, but we didn't push it to be like that. But obviously people know that it's modern Filipino. It was really laid back, natural wine. That's because it's like trendy in Melbourne. Like we kind of, everything just kind of come together.
So but, you put Pinoy and Melbourne vibe together.
Yeah, it was really important. You know, because so everyone felt that they can come in and relax, have a glass of wine, have a snack, you know, rather than like every time, oh, you smash a lot of food. You know, it's very Melbourne to come in, have a glass, have a snack, go. You know, it's very important for us.
So, na sabi mo yung Melbourne vibe, yung relaxed.
Yes.
Pag napapanood ko yung mga camping videos ni Chef JP, parang nakaka-relax. So, ibig sabihin ba, dadalin mo siya sa camping dito ngayong Holy Week?
Oh, me?
Yes.
No chance, camping. Glamping, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Summer Airbnb out in the wild, tiny house, but with aircon.
With aircon. Yeah. With heating nowadays.
I actually love those little tiny houses everywhere. I love them.
So marami ako nakikita, no, yung camping videos mo. Nagluluto ka kasama yung mga chef. So meron ba talaga kayong grupo na?
Meron. Kasi like what Rael said, you gotta like vibe with the person. Imagine kasama mo siya for 3 days. Kung ayaw mo sa kanya, parang hindi mo na siya mapaalis eh. Kasi ang layo ng pinanggalingan nyo eh. So, yeah, we do the vibe check too.
So, maganda yung mga camping ninyo kasi parang kang pupunta sa food festival.
Yeah.
Si Chef JP may lulutong isang putahe. Si Chef Ross may isang putahe. So, meron ba yung ano, security check or vet check na, ay, sabi ni Camille, ay, ayoko to. Ay, eto.
Yeah. 100%. Oh my God. Sure. Yeah, siya yung nag, she screens, or she would tell me, do this. She was, you know, when diba, with everything that's been happening, and imagine it happened, and then we're like, oh no, we're going. We have Melbourne Food and Wine. Mm. We have Sarai.
Yeah.
And then one day, I just woke up and said, babe, we're driving to Oman. We're gonna catch the flight from there. Then I told her the price, and she said, okay, let's just do it. Because for Camille, this was very important. Also, because I'm opening a new kuya, like a new home base for us.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get inspired. And this is not the question, but I just want to add that I saw a different side of approaching food this time when I was in their kitchen. And it was quite, yeah, I'm getting blushed. I'm nabablush na rin ako, pero it was quite moving and magical.
Yeah.
And I never thought I'd experience it. And I never thought that organized chaos can be a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And then I never, ito pa, like the amount of honesty that they have in that restaurant is is so just unapologetic and real that people that sit by the chef's table love it. And it's just nice.
So sa mga sinasabi mo, babalik ka.
Oh, naman. Madaling panahon. Bukas.
Sa susunod mo ba na balik, dala-dala mo yung camping gear mo at makikita ka namin sa Great Ocean Road na nagluluto.
Let's see. I gotta get him out of the kitchen first because he's so busy. So, pero... hindi to. This is not the last, for sure.
100%.
Kahit hindi niya pa ako bayaran, pupunta pa rin ako dito.
Already organized. Organizing for next year already.
Kahit na hindi niya pa ako invite, I'll go.
So, yeah, that, we have something in the works already. Already organized it for next year.
He hasn't even told me that.
Abangan namin yan. So, dagang salamat, Chef Ross Magnaye.
Salamat.
Chef JP Anglo.
Thank you.
Hanggang sa uulitin.
Thank you.
Salamat.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.